Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Sindiso.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Zama. How are you?
Lovely, man. Lovely. Long time no speak. I hope you've been good.
I have been good. I have been good, Zama.
Lovely, lovely, great man to hear from you. Now, with 11 official languages in South Africa alone and nearly 56 million citizens in South Africa, it is a true melting pot of diverse cultures, traditions and beliefs. Our country's rich diversity raises interesting, complex questions from an employment perspective. Although the Constitution protects diversity, it is often difficult for employers to align their business needs with the cultural, religious, and traditional beliefs of their employees. And this often happens in the workspaces. Now, Sindiso, please give examples of instances where the law and culture would clash.
Zama, there are a number of the situations, not only where the law would clash, but it's basic ethical norms that would clash with the law,
right?
And normally it would be situations like bylaws and things like that. I know that us culturally, what we say we tend to do is sometimes we slaughter. And so on and so forth. So there are certain bylaws that are usually set up for situations like that. And we find ourselves, because of our traditions, because of our cultures, we find ourselves in situations where we are in conflict with the law. There are also situations, Zama, where, for instance, I know what people do would they would play drums and things like that, and they would sing overnight. And obviously, what they would do is they would violate the noise restrictions in terms of the bylaws of a particular city, and those situations end up being in conflict with the law and basically neighbor laws. I have seen in situations, for instance, Zama, where you go to the townships and so on and so forth, you find there's a wedding, you find there's a funeral, you find there's situations of that nature where people close off or cordon off a particular street, sometimes without the authorization of the city, and sometimes, they do get the authorization of the city, but all those things get us into conflict with the law.
Now, in a culturally diverse workplace, to what extent then should the employer embrace employees' individual cultural norms and traditions?
This is very interesting, Zama, in the sense that the Constitution observes the fact that everybody is equal before the law. And that equality entails that even the employers must recognize the religious, the sexual preferences of people, the cultural, and so on and so forth. They must be recognized by the employer. In other words, the employer cannot discriminate unfairly on employees based on gender, based on race, based on religion, based on whatsoever the listed norms of our survival, basically.
Now, would the practice of those cultural norms and traditions prohibit the employers for disciplining employees?
Not necessarily. Whatever you do, there are obviously certain restrictions, and those restrictions are that you cannot practice your traditions, obviously, without the limitation. The limitation clause is always there to curb also violation of other people's rights, because remember, there must be a balance, and that balance must be proportional to others' needs as well.
Okay. So in terms of the law and the culture, these will, sometimes clash. And when they do, because, our law is not necessarily a cultural one, but it's a Roman Dutch law. And I know that in some political settles, it has been challenged to say it does not include, your African traditional values. To what extent does our law accommodate this? You mentioned earlier, issues like slaughtering, when people have to slaughter in these towns and etc. etc. What then happens? What precedes the other?
Right. One very interesting thing that came up, especially in 1994, when we South Africa got our independence, and basically there was a particular judgment. This judgment was penned by Yvonne Mokgoro. Justice Yvonne Mokgoro, and it encapsulated the values of Ubuntu. Right. What it says that in everything that we do, in all decisions that are made, legal decisions and so on and so forth, in our legal jurisprudence, we must take into cognizance the values of Ubuntu. And Ubuntu, what it simply means is that we must have an essence of some sort of humanity in the decisions that are made, right? I know that there are certain situations where employees would go to, for instance, work in the past. They would go to work after having had traditional ceremonies and so on and so forth, and they'd go with ispandla, what we call ispandla. And then in the past, what employers would do is they would discipline those employees, because those employees would say, no, we are not going to remove ispandla because it's part of my culture. I've done a traditional ceremony and I need to wear this thing until it falls off, so to speak. So what the employers then did is, when they sat down and spoke to the different cultures and said, okay, how do we observe your cultures without violating the norms of work? Because there were complaints about, no, this is panda, it stinks, and it doesn't look right, and so on and so forth. And if you're working in a food and beverage environment, what you do is you'd violate
the food health,
the hygiene norms. What then was done is you meet the employees halfway and say, okay, is there some sort of PPE that can be used to cover ispandla, so that it is not exposed to food? So basically what you do in situations of this nature, you need to find out what would be the sweet spot between the employer's needs and the employee's needs. Also in the past, there were certain situations where people would consult traditional healers. And because they've consulted traditional healers, when they come back to work, they would not have a sick note. And what they'll do is they'd say to the employer, look, I went and I consulted a traditional healer because I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kind of illness that I have is not one that can be remedied by
Western medicine.
Western medicine. It can only be remedied by traditional medicine.
Mm.
And I went to Ugogo Khumalo, and Ugogo Khumalo gave me some medicine and things like that, but I don't have a signal. And that caused quite a bit of contention between employers and employees until we got to an extent where now it is acceptable to produce a doctor's note from a traditional healer as long as that traditional healer falls within the traditional healers association.
Do you think that we have arrived at where we need to be in terms of culture and the law, or there still is a lot that needs to be done?
There is a dynamic ending to culture. In other words, it will always evolve. We are not going to get to a situation where, you know, we have arrived. There are always going to be things that are going to come up, and we'll have to tackle them on a case-by-case basis.
Man, I am worried, and I do hope that at the end of the day, culture is not obliterated at the altar of employment and the law, when in fact, you know, our law, by and large, is leaning on the foreign side and not much to accommodate on the traditional issues. I'm now talking even outside of employment, because as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking about the issue of a king, Buyelekhaya Dalindyebo, who as a king was incarcerated in part for executing his traditional duties and requirements as a king. And so I don't know how far we can go, or how far we can actually accept and admit that certain cultural practices are there to stay with the African people. But hey, but we'll see. Your closing remarks?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Zama. It is going to be a constant clash. But eventually, I think we are going to get it right. We need to find a balance. We need to find each other. We need to get to a point where we are able to respect each other's cultures without, you know, sort of demeaning the other's culture.
Wow. Well, Cindy, so thank you so much for joining us, talking about this clutch between law and culture, and especially when it pertains to employers and but dealing with their employees in the business spaces. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Zama.
Lovely.
And thank you to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.